We'll be reading and studying today from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's open our Bibles and read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Paul is talking to the church at Corinth, which was a troubled church, and here's what he says very directly to these people in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man?" You can see from this reading why Paul said in the second letter that he wrote to these people, which we call 2 Corinthians, that he cried when he wrote this first epistle, because it was a piercing letter. And Paul said some very stern things to these people. And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, he is very plain with them about the sins that they were committing. And he tells them in no uncertain terms that they were acting like spiritual babies, that they were acting like children. Now, this is a follow-up on what Paul just said in chapter 2. In chapter 2, Paul talked about a natural man, which means an unspiritual person. And he said an unspiritual person is just not going to be receptive to the Word of God. But he said in verse 15, a person who is spiritual will be receptive to the Word of God. And so in chapter 3, he says, "And I, brethren," which shows that he's connecting this with what he just said, "could not speak unto you as unto spiritual." These people were Christians, but they were not spiritually minded like they should have been. Paul said, "I couldn't talk to you, I could not speak to you as unto spiritual," that is, spiritual people, "but as unto carnal." What does the word carnal mean? Well, the word carnal means fleshly, and it has to do with people who are fleshly and especially fleshly minded. What comes to your mind when you hear this word? When you hear somebody talking about an individual being fleshly, when you hear a preacher talking about being carnal or being fleshly, what kind of sins come to your mind? Do you think about murder? Do you think about adultery or about drunkenness? Well, those are certainly ways of being carnal. Those are certainly examples of being carnally or fleshly minded. As a matter of fact, there's a great commentary on what we're looking at here, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I do want us to notice very briefly what Paul said in Galatians 5. Because in Galatians 5, verse 19, Paul talks about the works of the flesh. If being carnal means to be fleshly, then we need to look out for and beware of the works of the flesh. And again, when you hear that word, I think that a lot of people think about the fleshly body and what you do physically. I believe that many people think about sins that you commit directly with the body. But the Bible shows that being carnal or being fleshly involves much more than that. In Galatians 5, beginning in verse 19, Paul says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft." Now, up to this point, you can see things on the outside that are being done. And so those particular sins seem in the minds of many people to fit well with being fleshly or being carnal. But continue to listen to how he describes the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh also include hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, he contrasts that with being spiritually minded in verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now then, let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and let those verses that we looked at in Galatians 5 shed light on what we're looking at here. These people were fleshly minded. They were carnal. And there was a problem with the sin of fornication in the church at Corinth. We see that in chapter 5. But there was more to it than that. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, he tells us why he's saying to these people that they were carnal. Verse 3 says, "For you are yet," that is, you are still carnal, "for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men?" So Paul says being carnally minded in this context was the fact that they were jealous of each other, that they were envying, that they were getting into it with each other, that they weren't getting along as Christian people, that there was strife, that there was contention among these people. That is being carnal. So yes, being carnal or being carnally minded has to do with these outward acts like murder or adultery or some other sin like drunkenness. But being carnally minded also, Paul says, has to do with being jealous. It has to do with having the wrong attitude toward other people. So Paul says in verse 1, "I couldn't talk to you like spiritual people. I had to talk to you like carnal people, even as unto babes in Christ." Now, I want to notice just a few things that Paul says about being carnal, and I want to talk a little bit about what the Bible teaches about the problem that Paul describes here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. In the first place, people problems are very common. These Corinthians were not getting along with each other in the church. And as many people have observed, whenever you have people, you're going to have problems. People problems are very common. They're everywhere. This has always been true, and it always will be true. And the Bible shows that one of the most common people problems is jealousy. These Corinthians were jealous of each other. These Christians envied one another. And if you go back in your Bible, you'll find at the very beginning that this has always been a problem among people. Cain was jealous of his brother, so jealous and so resentful of his brother that he got angry with his brother and took his life. Joseph's brothers were very jealous of him, and look at what they did to him. The Jewish leaders were jealous of Jesus Christ, and look at what happened to him. The Bible says in James chapter 3, verse 16, "For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." There's no telling what a man will do when he's jealous. And here the Bible says that this problem was in the church. Because wherever you have the church, you do have saved people, because the Bible says that when we're baptized for the remission of sins, the Lord adds us to his church. But the Lord adds saved people to his church. We're still human. And as long as we're human, we're going to have weaknesses. We're going to make mistakes, we're going to commit sins, and there are going to be problems among God's people. Christians are not perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect congregation, and there's no such thing as a perfect Christian. Now, of course, I'm using the word perfect here in the sense of being sinless. Obviously, when the Bible talks about being perfect, it means to be complete, but it never means that you're without sin. John said in 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 10, that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and we make him a liar. So Christians are going to have problems, and churches are going to have issues. This is part of it. So anytime that a person has the image of the church, that if I am just a Christian, if I obey the gospel and I'm part of the Lord's people, and I'm in the kingdom of God, that everybody is always going to get along, that everybody is always going to act as he or she should, is just not true, folks. The Bible says, and the Bible shows us, that anytime you have people, you're going to have trouble, and that includes in the church. This also shows us that Christians need to grow. Paul said that these Christians were acting like babes, like babies, like immature people. Sometimes grown people act like children. Sometimes grown people are emotional children. But here he's saying that these Christians were spiritual children. You see, the Bible says in John 3, verse 5, that we're born again. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Well, that happens when you're baptized. So you're born again, John 3, verse 5. And when you're born again, you are a baby. The Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. So the Bible says that we as Christians have to grow, and we have to choose to grow. That doesn't just happen without our choice. We have to make an effort to grow. And that's why the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says to add to your faith the Christian graces in 2 Peter chapter 1, 5 through 11. Now, there are some Christians that do that, and there are some Christians who do not. There are some Christians who do not make any effort to grow. They stay on the baby level. They stay immature. And that's why they have trouble getting along with other Christians. That's why they don't understand the gospel and the doctrine of Christ like they should. That's why they say things about other people that they should not. And that's why they get jealous and cause contentions. There's something else about this that I want us to notice. And that is that having the Holy Spirit is not a guarantee that the devil is going to keep out of a Christian's life. These people had the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2, verse 38. Well, Paul says to these same Christians here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? So he says the Holy Spirit is in you. As a matter of fact, these people had miraculous powers of the Holy Spirit. These people could work miracles. And my point is simply this. Even though they had the Holy Spirit, they still had a problem with jealousy. Even though they were able to speak in tongues, they were still not getting along with each other as they should. And so, sometimes today, people seem to leave the impression that if you just have the Holy Spirit, that you're not going to have any of the problems in a congregation like we're talking about in this lesson. But the Bible shows that these people had the Holy Spirit. They could actually speak in tongues. They didn't pretend to do it. They could actually do it, and still they had people problems. And if that was true of these Corinthian Christians who had the Holy Spirit, then it's certainly going to be true of Christians today. So let us all take instruction from what Paul is saying here, and let us act like adults in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ.